Welcome back. It's time for the Jeff and Erica rundown for the day, and actually the last 2 days, on the latest of the biological effort to end most human life in the developed and undeveloped world that we live in. This is worldwide genocide. This is a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine. It was not designed to be a vaccine. It was designed to be exactly what it is, and it is working very, very well. We are at the cusp, we think, of a major upswing in the number of people dying because of the spread of AIDS. Now, I know a lot of you immediately mentally start thinking about HIV/AIDS, homosexual AIDS. It's not what we're talking about. AIDS is a condition. It is not a virus. It is not a bacteria. It's a condition of your immune system. And when it fails, you fail. And the door is open and people are dying of things that are and being afflicted by things that are given names I've never heard of before already. Just as Dr. Blaylock said on this program on video months ago. Hi, Erica. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Good to be back. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Here's a quickie. Oh, and who was it the other day that we saw talking about hydras as if they were a real issue? Who was that? I can't think of it. We just looked at a video the other day.
That's right, we did.
Remember?
Father Bunyolo.
Father Bunyolo.
Yes.
Yes. Very good video. Father Bunyolo is not dumb. He was talking about the die-off that's coming, but he has bought into fully the Hydra BS. And that was presented, as you know, and Erica said, no, nope, it's not real. It's a contaminant, and she single-handedly torpedoed it, and it went away very quickly in most venues. But Father Bunyolo is still at it, and I was kind of cringing when I heard it. But this leads to the headline I just got. I don't know if you've seen it. Moderna recalls 750,000 doses of COVID vaccine due to contamination.
Yeah, I did see that.
So they admitted it. Gosh, they're not so squeaky clean sterile as they would like us to think. Moderna and Rovi, R-O-V-I, Pharma Industrial Services, SAU, today announced a recall of one lot of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. That lot being recalled is due to a foreign body being found in one vial in the lot manufactured at the company's contract manufacturing site in Spain. Do we really believe that? One vial was contaminated with some piece of something, and they're going to dump 750,000?
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it. I don't buy anything they say. I think they got a contaminant, and I think it was widespread, and they said, we got to dump this. But they're not going to admit that. Why would they admit that? Hell yes, 500,000 vials were contaminated with some bacteria that got into the system or whatever. And no, they don't want to damage their name. So it was one vial, but we care so much about all of you that we're going to dump 750,000 just to be sure. Come on.
Right.
It's so thick you can walk on it now. It's crazy. All right, young lady, what are we going to start with? Where are we going? I know, but I'm just pretending to be dumb here.
Oh, you lead the way. I'll follow.
All right. There are still people actually talking about taking a plane flight out of the United States so they can get the much safer, quotes, Novavax. They're doing it. Novavax, as we've been saying, we'll say it again, is not safer. It is not advisable. It is very dangerous. Save your plane ticket. Don't. Will it be approved here? I have a hunch, probably it will, but Pfizer and Moderna would rather keep the stage to themselves, which they've done a pretty good job of doing. So when it'll be approved here, I don't know. But it is not a safer so-called vaccine. It's just another bioweapon. It is full of spike proteins, the most deadly, diabolical poison toxin that man has ever created. How many per injection did you figure?
I think it was 3.8 trillion.
Yeah.
5 micrograms. So if you do the math, you know, knowing what a spike protein is estimated to weigh in terms of Daltons, it comes out to about 3.8 trillion in a 5 microgram dose.
So have fun, ladies and gentlemen. We know the spike is the killer. We know it.
It is. It's biologically active. They want you to believe it's benign and it's only a little bit, but it's nano and it's biologically active. It can cause blood clotting. It can cause neurological issues. It can enter the brain
and turn the brain into Swiss cheese and
kill you.
And we'll get to that a little bit more. We're going to go over that again. And I like to repeat things that are really essentially important. And this is. So you get a Novavax injection, 3.8 trillion spike proteins go right into your body and begin to circulate immediately all around the body. That lie about how the contents of the injection remain relatively geographically centered in your upper arm, forget it. Forget about it. It's just another canard. So the company behind Novavax is, they're happy for the publicity that make people think it's a little safer. No problem.
But the adverse events that are coming in, at least through the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Association or Agency in Australia, mm-hmm. are remarkably similar to what people had been experiencing with the mRNA and the adenoviral vector without the clotting. I have not seen reports of clotting yet, but we are seeing things like neurological issues, numbness and tingling, a few cases of myocarditis, headaches, nausea. Mm-hmm. We had that one report where the guy, it just seemed like things were getting worse by the day. He was having issues sleeping, the shortness of breath, and then he ended up with pain in his groin a few weeks after the vax, and it appeared to be unresolved a month out.
Okay, we just said the magic word. As you have been monitoring this now for well over a year, how many people who have been wounded? This is combat, really. Your body is fighting to save its life. How many people who have been wounded, injured by these bioweapons that you know about, you can give me a percent, whatever, who have actually recovered from their injuries and gone back to leading a healthy, normal life?
None. No, really,
yeah.
None.
No, I know. I was trying to bet. Is she going to say none or zero? And you said none, which is perfect because that's the truth. They're getting worse.
Yeah, the pattern. Sometimes people are lulled into believing one symptom may resolve or diminish to the point of being tolerable or less noticeable, only to be replaced by something else.
Which we're seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. In one striking instance, there was somebody that was having seizures almost immediately after the vax, and has put up with seizures off and on now for over a year, and is just now beginning to experience the blood clotting component to this.
How many months?
No, I guess 13, 14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And for all of you listening who have taken the shots, you have our prayers. We need to take care of one another, but we must keep in mind that those who have taken the shots do represent a clear and present danger to those who have not. And that is not to try to discriminate in any way against anyone. It's simply a medical fact of life. And they want us to get together and have a grand old time now with no masks, no mandates, no social distancing. They want that because they know the transmission issue is real and is working according to their plan. They planned for this. It's all been planned. 20 years of planning at least went into this.
Indeed.
You have something now. We've got two more Novavax posts from social media, and we're watching this very carefully. Erica's all over this. We're trying to track reports of injuries from the Novavax. And again, we're fighting against people who have been told one way or the other that the Novavax is the latest and greatest, safest thing. No problems. Oh, no. Nothing could be further from the truth. What you read earlier, is that Novavax related? Or do we want to start with that one, or do you want to do these two Novavax?
Well, just to add, I don't want to belabor the Novavax thing. I mean, just be aware that, the spike is the toxin. You're injecting yourself with the actual bioweapon in its full form. It hasn't been weakened or somehow modified to be less toxic. It's the real deal. It's from the original Wuhan strain, the full-length prefusion confirmation, which means they want your body to recognize it if it comes into your system on the actual virus. But the thing's biologically active.
So you don't have to wait for the mRNA to go into your cells in order your body to start making it.
It's ready to go. It's complexed with a fairly toxic adjuvant known as Matrix M. It's a nanoparticle that's derived from a soap bark tree. It's a saponin, which behaves somewhat like a detergent or a surfactant. But it is toxic. It will cause your red blood cells to burst. And they still have, for as long as we've known about this and worked with it in the lab, it is still poorly understood as to whether or not it's maybe behaves like squalene in terms of its ability to induce autoimmune reactions. And it was used experimentally in at least one Alzheimer's vaccine where the elderly people ended up developing meningoencephalitis, swelling of the brain, after having it. How much of it had to do with that adjuvant, nobody knows, but the brain was adversely affected. And now we have, in this growing list of adverse events with Novavax, somebody has reported, a chiropractor, that one of his patients developed CJD, or prion disease, 72 hours after having the Novavax.
Okay, there we go.
52 years old.
Yeah, we've got these two. Let's see which one it is. The first one or the second one? We'll cover that. Here, it's the second
one. The first one is just somebody asking.
Yeah.
they're getting pressured to take another vaccine.
It's important because the pressure is still there. People need to understand that.
It's brutal. Yeah, it's brutal. So they're wondering, many of these people have had adverse reactions from the Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca, J&J, and they want something that's not going to put them into that, state of suffering again, and wondering if Novavax is a viable option.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
They cut the corner. They don't have to wait for the mRNA to go into your body's cells to begin to produce it. It goes right to work. This is amazing.
So the thing is, when you do this, you are sensitizing yourself to a foreign protein. And this protein is so allergenic, they're calling it a super antigen. Because the reactions that people have towards it, that there's so many sites on it that provoke the immune system into a highly, highly inflammatory response that you become allergic to it, just like bee venom or some other toxin that you become allergic to. The last thing you want to do is be injecting something like this into your system where you sensitize yourself to it, and then every subsequent exposure in the future causes this hypersensitivity reaction. Not to mention the autoantibodies that can form because there's so many epitopes in this spike protein that are homologous, meaning identical, to proteins in the human body.
Which means your immune system will attack.
Yeah, it attacks yourself. You know, you make antibodies to the spike protein, you make antibodies to self proteins. Which ones those are, it's probably a genetic lottery. But there's so many in there that it's almost guaranteed.
And how did those almost identical clones of proteins that we rely upon critically to continue to procreate, for example, as a species, to maintain our reasonable good quality of health, et cetera, how did they get into that spike protein? To trick the immune system into attacking, yeah, it'll attack the spike protein, but it'll also attack the virtually identical protein in the human body. It'll attack your body. It's shredding your body. And when it goes in and knocks out some of these proteins, what is to replace them? Say your cells make proteins. They all make proteins. The liver makes proteins. If your liver cells get knocked out, they can no longer make the proteins that are vital to life in many cases. They can't.
Yeah, that's one way to kill a cell, is to take over its protein production. And that's exactly what this mRNA does. It will cause your cells to manufacture spike protein at the expense of its own proteins.
It's amazing. All right, go ahead and maybe read that first one. Hello, everyone. I'm from Canada.
Yeah, okay. So they're breaking me, the government, I mean, and I'm about to give in. I waited for Medicago approval. Now, Medicago is the vaccine that's produced in tobacco plants, and they're producing viral-like particles. Okay, so Medicago approval, but the distribution takes too long. Novavax will be available in Ontario by the end of March. Now I'm thinking about putting my name on the waiting list and take that. The question is, did anyone have any kind of serious injury by Novavax? Not regular side effects. I have those even with a tetanus shot, but the kind of injuries that happened with Pfizer or Moderna vaxes, long-lasting permanent injuries. Thank you for any info. So there were many, many replies, 151 replies to that post. But more recently, somebody mentioned that, she says, my chiropractor told me his patient developed prion disease 72 hours after taking Novavax. He was 72. Or, I'm sorry, he was 52.
Now, this is still the same lady who was contemplating getting the Novavax, thinking it might be safer. No, her name is Margot. No, Margot, it's not. Keep doing your research. What Eric is into now is a chiropractor told Jane, another contributor, that one of his patients, developed prion disease 72 hours after taking Novavax. And Margot says, that's horrible news. Yes, Margot, it is. And the patient was only 52. Go ahead.
And someone else says, did he say what the man's symptoms were? And that was not replied to, at least not immediately. And another person asks, what is prion disease?
Whoa.
Yeah, so you can tell people are, you know, through no fault of their own, I guess, fairly naive as to what they're injecting themselves with and the potential consequences of that might be.
What is prion disease? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It leaves you speechless. And I don't blame people because they have been dumbed down. It's not their fault. But there is the internet and there is information there. And people who reach out and say, well, help me, tell me. No, help yourself. What is that old expression? The Lord helps those who help themselves. You are your best advocate. Don't go to somebody else.
It's astonishing the number of people that, yeah, they want to be spoon-fed, and they don't really, or they want to argue, essentially. They do not want to have their belief systems challenged in any way. They want to be reassured that what they've done or are about to do is perfectly safe.
Right. Exactly. They want to argue. All right, last little thread on this particular one. The answer is, when the question was asked by Anna, what is prion disease? It's a disease triggered by modifying proteins, as the Novavax and protein-based with spike proteins contain Novavax claim that you are in danger of contracting such disease in the long run. So I think all vaccines that have protein-based will have this effect, even those for pertuss and papillomaviruses. Pertuss?
Pertussis, probably pertussis, yeah.
Misspelled.
This is a rough translation.
Yeah. We need to know if there are serious studies that prove it. Has the coronavirus spike caused the world prion disease? Just get in touch with others who have used Novavax or see the trial participants. Now, we want to say something about participants here at some point. Might as well do it now. We're looking for survivors or participants.
Oh, yeah. Well, specifically for the people that participated in the HIV trials with the adenovirus vector back in, I believe it was the early 2000s.
Long time
and there should
ago,
have been a number of people in both North America as well as Australia and a few in South Africa. There was approximately 3,000 people, I believe, enrolled in this study that a certain percentage of them did get the real deal and the others got a placebo. But where are those people now?
Right.
Wouldn't that be interesting to interview them?
Yes, it would. If anybody has
are they still alive?
But don't know. Please let us know. That would be helpful. Okay. Ricin is another one that many of you know the name of. It comes from the castor bean plant. It's a deadly poison, ricin. But it's got some very strange similarities to the spike protein.
Well, they're both toxic. And I've often, you know, compared injecting spike protein to injecting ricin, which is, you know, it's probably a bit of an exaggeration, but... Well, let's compare the two.
I don't think so. I think the spike protein makes ricin look like a Boy Scout.
Well, ricin would be faster acting, let's put it
that
way.
Yes, but the number of pathways to demolition of life, the spike protein has ricin whipped, doesn't it?
I would say so. It does it in a more stealthy, protracted manner.
Right. Okay. Tell us about the two of them real quick.
Well, okay. So ricin is also known as a lectin, and a lectin is a protein that will bind to sugars or carbohydrates. And so the spike protein is also, it's a protein that is decorated in sugars, carbohydrates, glycans. So in that sense, they can get into the body and sort of evade the immune system. When they're decorated in these sugars, the body doesn't immediately see it as foreign. It can't see the proteins because these sugars are covering them up. But ricin is very toxic, and it works by getting inside the cells of a person's body and preventing the cells from making the proteins they need. Without the proteins, cells die. Eventually, this is harmful to the whole body and may cause death. Well, what does that sound like?
It sounds like a clone almost. It's awfully dangerous.
I mean, the mechanism is identical. You know, you have this foreign protein that is preventing your cells from making the proteins they need, right. And without those proteins, those cells die.
Okay, we're going to move forward. We got so much information. Let's just wrap up this Novavax thing again. Novavax has 3.7 trillion biologically active spike proteins in it. 3.7, we'll call it 3.8 trillion spike proteins per injection. mRNA, Pfizer's, for example, has 13 billion mRNA packets in it, each of which produces 100 spike proteins at least. So what's 100 times 13 billion? Do the math. So which one do you want? How about neither? You don't want the Novavax. Don't fall for that. Okay? All right. So there we go. Now, we got Dr. Robert Malone. We kind of call him Bobby around here. But he's got a new video out. It's short. And he's talking about things that you've heard us talk about for a long time. And it's good to see Bobby on board. Here's the 3-minute video, and you'll see what I mean. I got to get an ad out of the way. 3, 2, 1, go.
They are not working against this, and in fact, the data are suggesting that vaccination may increase an adult's risk of becoming infected, hospitalized, or dying. Compared,
you think a vaccination, a bioweapon, might increase? Okay, good job, Bob. We like that.
The unvaccinated. And so, furthermore, we have these adverse events that are becoming more and more clear. That there's the myocarditis. One of the more common ones behind the myocarditis is reactivation of latent DNA viruses. So this is Epstein-Barr virus, infectious mononucleosis, shingles, herpes, cytomegalovirus, these DNA viruses that are kept in Pandora's box by your T-cell function. And we have lots of scientific data now that are demonstrating that these vaccines, particularly RNA vaccines, are damaging T-cell responses. So when you hear this talk about these vaccines causing AIDS, people think when they hear AIDS, they hear HIV. No, the vaccines aren't causing you to be infected with the HIV virus.
How many times, dear friends, have we tried to make that point? So you go into this well-armed and prepared not to fall into that trap. And it's good to see him echoing that same concern.
They're causing a form of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. That's what AIDS stands for, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. And these vaccines are causing a form of AIDS, and we can see it by the frequent herpes and other Epstein-Barr, infectious mononucleosis, etc. These are the things that often are driving the post-vaccination syndrome, where people really feel crummy for a long period of time afterwards, low energy and all that. Often it's the EBV that's come up. That's what I'm hearing from frontline docs all over the world. And so to take another dose of something that isn't going to provide protection against infection may actually make it more likely that you get infected, is associated with adverse events like myocarditis is associated with T-cell suppression, is associated with reactivation of latent DNA viruses, may be associated with some increased risk of cancers, may have...
Count on it.
Obviously causes blood clotting problems. That's very clear. You know, who cares about blood clotting problems? Well, everybody should care about it. And blood clotting is one of those things in medicine that can affect every single organ in your body. You know, a blood clot in your brain, we have a word for that. We call it a stroke. You don't want to have a stroke, okay? It's a bad thing. You don't want to have damage to your heart. You don't want to have a blood clot form in your pelvis and thrown up into your lungs. Okay, these are bad things.
It's nice to hear him say these things. And Lord knows many of you have gotten sick of hearing us say them. But I don't know what he's doing exactly strategically in terms of his continuing rise to great eminence, but he is now saying things that we heartily endorse and have endorsed for a long time.
I think it's getting to a point where you cannot deny that people are beginning to experience the immune suppression.
I agree.
So, he would be remiss if he didn't make a public statement to address this.
It's not a laughing stock. I mean,
it's
right there, it's just undeniable, irrefutable.
It's amazing to me that this issue with the myocarditis has become so watered down. It's lost its significance because it's now just thrown around like it's a casual consequence. When this is devastating, you don't have a normal heart after having myocarditis.
No, you have on average 6 years left. That's what it was earlier. Maybe it's less. I don't know. But good point. I haven't seen myocarditis headlined in any story lately. Nothing. There were lots of them for a little while, and then they went away.
Well, I think it's just become accepted as a common, not unusual consequence of these vaccines injections.
Right. They destroy your heart. Oh well.
Well, yeah, so we have this thing from the UK, a mailer that went out from the NIH, talking about how to, or advice for giving your kids, a guide for parents of children age 5 to 11 for the COVID-19 vaccination. And then if you thumb through it, one of the side effects mentioned as less common is myocarditis or pericarditis, which is inflammation of the heart. And it's quoted as being very rare.
Rare.
Rare and easily treatable and easily resolved.
Easily treatable, how? How do you treat a heart that has been grievously, if not mortally, wounded? At least to the extent that you've got 4, 5, 6 years left. That's it. 880 some athletes now have collapsed on the playing fields. These are usually soccer players in Europe. And the death toll, these are dead on the field or shortly thereafter from myocarditis, is nearly 600. Is this the Roman Colosseum? Is this some kind of a black cosmic joke on humanity? These people are dying right in front of packed stands. And some people in the stands are dying, too.
I know.
All right.
Incredible.
Your little video, we've got a little video here which I'll run. This one is pretty gruesome. Do you remember, think back, all of you, was it 6 months ago? We began mentioning that the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health in the UK.
Oh, no, I misspoke. I'm sorry. It's NHS. NHS.
National Health Service. National Health Service in the UK had bought a truckload of blood thinners for little kids. Children. Remember that? We haven't talked about that in a long time.
I think that was a tender that went out for anticoagulants, I think, just in general. And there was definitely one here. The FDA approved an anticoagulant for infants here last June of last year, Pradaxa for kids or infants. So they knew this was going to be a problem. And I think the tender in the UK was, you know, for a contract to supply just these copious amounts of anticoagulants through 2024.
Wow. Okay. Just remember that the count now is nearly 900 athletes in Europe have fallen over with heart attacks, myocarditis, pericarditis. Over 500, nearly 600 are dead now. And people are still taking shots.
And didn't we just have, there was 15 tennis players that couldn't finish their...
They dropped out.
Yeah, down in, was it Miami?
I think it was a Florida event, yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't finish. Why not?
They couldn't finish.
Why? Why couldn't they finish? You all can figure this out now, by now. They couldn't figure what was wrong with them. They had no energy because their heart was trying to pump sludge through their circulatory system. And they had to drop out.
Or the heart was just damaged. You know, when the heart, after a bout of myocarditis, much of the heart tissue probably will be replaced by scar tissue. So it doesn't pump normally.
But never fear. Never fear. Remember recently the story about how they had genetically tweaked porcine pig hearts so the human body wouldn't reject them? What does that tell you? There's a big business coming soon.
They're anticipating something.
Heart transplants from piggies.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now there's a little short video here. It's 40 seconds long. And I don't think I have it linked up there. I didn't get it done in time. But it shows a little kid taking his shirt off. And he's got a scar from the bottom of his throat all the way down to the top of his sternum. And there's this is a big scar. It looks as big as a pencil.
He's had open heart surgery.
Chest cracked.
Yes.
Exactly. So let's play this little video, which is going to tell us that, gee whiz, there are synthetic hearts on the way. So don't worry. All right, let me turn the volume up first. That'll help.
I'm good. Okay. Can I have a great first thing?
He was a scientific hypothesis. He was a groundbreaking innovation. And the future breakthrough that could cure her is closer than ever. With our research, we can keep saving lives like hers. Donate now to turn science fiction into reality.
That's from the British Heart Foundation, and it's talking about a synthetic heart. It looked like a basic plastic heart. It was white, and it was about a girl playing soccer, and her heart quit, and she fell on her face, dead on the field. Next scene showed her in the hospital bed, and if you keep donating, we'll be able to make this plastic heart and save her life. So they're asking for money.
This is so heinous. So heinous. damage kids' hearts so that you can replace them at a later date.
See, remember how many times we've talked about this bioweapon being so satanically evil that they, who created it, the medical industry, one way or the other, are going to make countless hundreds of billions on treating the injured and maimed from bioweapon injection, which is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to make
there's a lot of money,
synthetic heart.
Money in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all about money. All about money. It's just amazing. We talked a little earlier about the woman in Canada, was it? She said she's getting pressure, something like that.
Who was talking about?
She's getting pressured and doesn't know if she wants to take the Novavax or not. And she's thinking she might go ahead and do it. So we've got that aspect of it. And then we have the other side. Is there another one here, the myocarditis JPEG? It's the booklet for kids. It's that inside page.
It's just basically normalizing this side effect of the jab.
What they're saying to these kids, what are they saying to the kids? What are they saying in these pages? What's the message? If you get your COVID vax and your heart quits, we can fix it. Don't worry, we're working on a new heart for you.
Right.
Cyborgs, remember? Remember that? Cyborgs.
Yep.
Part machine, part human. Well, here you go. And why stop with hearts? How about kidney, liver? The only one they might have a little bit of a problem with is building a new brain for people. We'll get you a new brain. Don't worry. Yours has a lot of holes in it. We'll get you one that you can't see through. Oh, man. All right. I'll get those posted here. Now, we've got people who have taken the shot who are suffering buyer's remorse. Vaccine remorse. We've got a number of cases from social media. Let's jump into these. What we try to do on this program is also bring the human side forward. So those of you who don't monitor social media or look at the groups, and certainly won't get this from the mainstream media, understand that we've got to always remember that these are people. These are people's lives, like your life, being thrown away for a buck and for genocide. So go ahead with number one if you want. Thanks for putting these together.
Okay, so this is in the tinnitus and hearing loss group, which is growing. It's well over 3,000 people now. It first started out with a couple hundred a little over a year ago. So it's growing exponentially. There are a lot of people having experienced this side effect after the jabs, but typically it isn't just tinnitus or hearing loss. It's often accompanied by other neurological symptoms like vertigo, dizziness, numbness and tingling. It could be even vision problems, bad taste in the mouth, loss of smell. So it's never typically just tinnitus by itself. It's a constellation of neurological symptoms usually. But anyway, in this group, they talk mostly about the tinnitus. And someone says, "Hi, everyone. Due to the current surge in cases, I'm once again getting lots of pressure to get a second vaccine. I'm nearly 1 year out from my one and only Moderna. My tinnitus has gotten a little better, but not nearly enough to reduce my vaccine hesitancy. The logic I keep getting from others is, quote, your issues could get worse from catching COVID as only partially vaxxed versus catching it as fully vaxxed.
Oh, please.
My fear is, of course, that things could also get worse from more vaccines. So to those who have recently had COVID after having just one vaccine in the first half of last year, my question is, one, how bad was it and how long did it last? Two, did it make your tinnitus worse? Three, did it make you regret not having more vaccines? Thank you. So there were a number of people that responded to that. Now, bear in mind, all of these people have suffered, you know, fairly crippling adverse events from the vax. And many are being, I mean, they did it because they had to do it for their work or felt they had to do it to keep their job. So let's see. Here's the first person to respond. COVID was an absolute cakewalk compared to my vaccine adverse reactions. All of my symptoms flared for a few days, then went back to baseline. This is my experience. I will never, ever get another vaccine. Follow your gut. You have to do what is best for you. A second person says, yeah, I will not be putting any more of this poison into my body. I will take my chances with COVID. Let's see.
I can't see any more on that page. That's all I can see.
Yep, that's it. Move on.
All right. Here's the next one. I got the Moderna vax in March of 2021 and got the Omicron variant of COVID at the end of last year, the last week in December. I assume it was Omicron based on my comparatively mild symptoms. It did not make my tinnitus worse. I continue to have the same hesitancy, although I would consider a vax that was not mRNA, as in Novavax. I'm a healthy 59-year-old male, non-smoker, healthy weight, no chronic conditions. Since my March 2021 Moderna vax, I've gotten seasonal flu vaccine and the Shingrix vaccine for shingles, and neither made my tinnitus worse. Next person. COVID was just a bad cold and flu for me. 3 days in bed and I was fine. My wife had it as well, with even less symptoms. Seemed to be gone in a day. Did not affect my tinnitus at all. No, COVID was nothing compared to the damage done by the vaccine. Third person, writing to Frank James, the one who just got quoted. Yes, I agree, the vaccine has done more damage. The next one. This is a really interesting thread. I hope more people who only had one vaccine post their experience. I also stopped at one. PZ. Help. Pfizer?
I'm not sure. Probably one Pfizer, yeah.
I also stopped at one. PZ. Pfizer. And I'm not going to move forward with the ones currently available because of the tinnitus. Took 9 months to get it under control. Next person. I am fully vaccinated as of May 22nd, 21. No booster. Had COVID this last January, etc. Here's another one. Is your tinnitus getting better since January? Sorry to hear about your experience and hope it'll get better soon. Now, these are available to all of you out there to track if you're interested and learn what other people are going through. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, another one. I am fully vaccinated as of May 22nd, 2021. No booster. I had COVID this past January. My tinnitus is much louder than it had been in the past since my vaccinations. Some days are better than others. To lessen the intensity, I take an antihistamine at night. Realizing that all bodies react differently, you have to do what is best for you. Someone asked her, is your tinnitus getting better since January? I'm sorry to hear about your experience, and I hope it'll get better soon. And her answer is, during my bout with COVID, my tinnitus was quieter. Since then, it has been louder. It has no pattern when it varies, meaning good days are random. I am hopeful through lessening my focus on it, staying calm, and getting restful sleep. I have had underlying tinnitus my whole life. I'm in my mid-20s. I'm now 57. Tinnitus can be manageable, however, during these 30-some years, I have never experienced it to this degree. I will prevail in faith.
On the last one, I had one vaccine and absolutely do not regret getting more. I deeply regret getting that one. I caught COVID in January and it only exacerbated and made worse the unilateral tinnitus caused by the vaccine. I do feel that had I not gotten that vaccine, I would just have less issues with COVID. But that's just me. And he goes on. All right, look, these are people. These are people you may see in the store. They're not going to wear a sign saying I'm struggling with this or that or I have tinnitus. They're not going to say that. So these are people you see every day. Go ahead.
The sad thing is that so many of these people were perfectly healthy before these shots. And now some of them are literally crippled.
It's a monstrous, demonic war on life is what we're seeing.
It's utterly tragic.
And these stories hopefully will serve to help some of you at least understand that these people have had their lives destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know about the tinnitus from our earlier program on that. We played the 9 or 10 different examples of it. Imagine having that in your head all the time. And I had a couple nice emails from people who are suffering like that. So we care about you. That's what we're doing here. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks, Erica. Great job.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Have a good evening and a good weekend.
Okay. And to all of you out there, happy weekend. Take care. And still, remember, famine is coming. So prepare. Talk soon.